case of a fly in a cup of wine. The question is, on Shabbat, can you take out the fly from the wine itself? Problem over here is, it seems that we have a problem of borer. Especially here, you're taking out the psolet from the ochel. Psolet being the fly, the ochel being the wine. It comes a great rabbi called Rabbi Yom Tov Tzahalon, the Marit Tzahalon, Maritatz, and he comes along and says an amazing klal by borer. And he says, "En borer belach," that when it comes to liquid, there's no such thing as borer, because he understands that when you have something in lach, like a bug or a fly, it's separate, it's not mixed. Therefore, since it's considered separate, there'd be no problem, according to the Maritatz, to take out the fly from the wine on Shabbat. The Biur Halakha brings down that this is the opinion as well of a rabbi called Bet Meir. However, the Biur Halakha then writes that it's many argue on this Maritatz, as brought down by the rabbi called the Yad Aharon. And therefore, he says it's difficult to be lenient like this Maritatz, and therefore the Biur Halakha is mahmir and does not allow one to take out the bug from the wine, because there is a problem of borer even belach. However, he finds a solution based on the opinion of a Taz. The Taz says that if you take out some liquid with the bug, so therefore that's not considered borer, because I'm taking ochel with it. At least that's the way the Mishnah Brura understands it, and therefore he's lenient to take out some liquid with the bug. Take a spoon and go in and take out some liquid with the bug, and therefore you're taking out ochel and psolet together. That's actually the advice that the Ben Ish Chai also gives in Parashat B'Shalach, Halakha Yud Bet. Chama Vadyah Alav Shalom as well, and Hazor Vadyah Chalek Dalid prefers that that's the best way to take the bug out of the wine. Al Yedeh Ksat Mashkeh, by taking some water out or wine out with it. A similar case to Mishnah Berura says is sometimes on the milk, on top you have like some fat that floats to the top. So he says the best way to take that fat is to remove it with some of the milk as well. So as long as you move it with some of the milk, you're taking ochel and psolet together. According to the Biur Halakha, Mishnah Berura, you'd have no problem. A similar question we could solve also would be, if let's say somebody has a coffee or some type of drink and there's foam. For example, let's say he has a beer, and he has the foam on top of the beer, and he doesn't want that foam. He wants to get rid of it. He wants to get to the liquid itself. Well, that foam would be psolet for him. But according to the way the Biur Halakha's understanding and the Mishnah Berura is, if you take out some beer with the foam, so therefore you'd have no problem with you taking out ochel and psolet together. The same would be the foam, let's say, on top of a coffee. If you wanted to skim it off, as long as you skim it off with some coffee, with some liquid with it, you would have no problem. And that is the maskana. Based on this, Mishnah Berura, and his way of understanding it, the Vayezai Yitzchak brings another practical application that can happen. If somebody, let's say, is making a salad on Shabbat, and there's pits in the salad, and he wants to take out the pits. Well, clearly the pits are considered psolet. You cannot take psolet from ochel. However, he says, according to the Biur Halakha's way of understanding the Taz, if you take out some salad with the pit, so therefore there would be no problem. He does point out, however, that according to the way the Hazon Ish understood the Taz, he would not have a heter to take out the salad with the pit. Hazon Ish has a different mahalach in understanding the Taz. However, according to the Mishnah Berura, the Biur Halakha's understanding, there should be no problem whether you hold by liquid or whether you hold by a solid. As long as you take some of the food with it, it should be permissible.